From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Iraqi forces on Monday seized control of a key bridge in the city of Mosul as they push forward with their week-old offensive to clear Islamic State militants from the western side of the city. Officials said pro-government forces were in control of the bridge over the Tigris River. Fighting in Mosul has badly damaged or destroyed all of the bridges, and restoring access across the river will allow the army to move troops and supplies. U.S. President Donald Trump says his first budget to the Congress will focus on public safety and national security.
My budget increases spending, and the increase in all spending for federal law enforcement also, and activities having to do with law enforcement, will be substantially increased, and we will fight violent crime. You look at what's happening in our cities.
Speaking to state governors meeting in Washington, Mr. Trump also repeated his criticism of Obamacare.
And I actually told the Republicans that if we did nothing, just do nothing for a two-year period, let Obamacare totally implode, which it's doing right now anyway, that would be, from a political standpoint, the best thing we could do. Just let it implode, and then people will come begging. The Democrats will come begging to do something to help them out of the jam. Once we start doing it, we sort of inherit the problem. We take over the problem. It becomes ours. But it's the right thing to do for the American people. I think allowing this to go on, this disaster to go on, is a mistake.
The president has said he hopes to appeal or repeal and replace health care reforms of former President Obama, but so far no formal plans have been presented. And a German hostage has been executed in the Philippines by the notorious Islamic State militant group Abu Sayyaf after ransom deadline lapsed. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Afghanistan's